Good evening. My name is Tom Yost, and I'm a member of our Ministry of Consolation team here at Our Lady. I'm going off script here just a little bit, which is always dangerous for me. First of all, I just want to say thank you for being here this evening. Thank you for entrusting your evening to us. Thank you for having the courage to come, because I know for some of you that was a very difficult decision to come tonight, a very emotional decision. And I appreciate that, and I respect that, and I thank you for coming. Tonight, if you look at our program, in the inside cover of the program, on the left-hand side, there's an image or a picture of a key. And we're in the midst, in the Advent season, we have the O Antiphons. And we're in the middle of that. And today's O Antiphon, which was part of the Gospel Acclamation tonight, it's O Key of David, opening the gates of God's eternal kingdom. Come and free the prisoners of darkness. The reflection I have this evening is based on that O Antiphon. On this particular day of Advent, as we move closer to Christmas, we acknowledge that Jesus Christ is our key. Jesus Christ can open windows of understanding, doors that are welcoming, and yes, even the gates of God's eternal kingdom. We are reminded tonight that God's eternal kingdom is our ultimate destiny. Darkness in our lives can be many things: loss, loneliness, brokenness, illness, despair, sin, suffering, fear, just to name a few. This darkness has a way of imprisoning us. But our prayer tonight, our petition tonight, our hope tonight is to call upon Jesus Christ, the key of David, to come and free us from whatever darkness that overshadows us. My brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ did come that first Christmas. He opened the gates of God's eternal kingdom as he preached, healed, suffered, died, and rose from the dead. He is right. He is here right now, opening up to us. And he will come again as he promised. Let us find the faith and courage to be open to his promise. Tonight, as a keepsake or memory of God's word, we offer you a small antique little key to remind you of this gospel message contained within the antiphon. May it give you hope and peace in due time. And now I invite two members of our Ministry of Consolation to please come forward. They're coming forward with baskets that have these little keys, these symbols and signs, a keepsake for you this evening. And before we invite you to come forward to take a key as a reminder of this Mass and of the Key of David, we ask Father Joe to please come and bless these keys. Thank you.
Good and gracious God, it's grateful hearts that we gather this evening as we contemplate your presence in our life, you as our constant companion through this life. We give you thanks for the gift of your Son, who is the true key that opened up the gates of heaven. We ask your blessing upon these keys. May they always remind those who have them of the love that God has for them and the promise of eternal life. We ask the blessing through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
At this time, I invite you to please come forward through the center aisle to receive your keepsake key. If we have extra keys after Mass, you are welcome to take what you need to give to others and spread this message of hope and peace this Advent and Christmas season. Peace to you and peace in this coming new year. Thank you. Please come forward.
I invite everyone to stand as we turn to our Heavenly Father to offer Him our prayers.